Now let's go a step further. Why don't you just analyze the difference between two emotions for me, just by experiencing them, if you would. Stop for a moment right now, and I want you to think about something that you'd like to have happen in the future. And what I'd like you to do is hope that it will happen. Just take a moment, stop for a second, close your eyes if you can. Now, if you're in a car, this is not a very useful exercise. You might have to hope with your eyes open. I hope you keep your eyes open while you listen to me here. But right now, I want you to think of something you want to have happen in the future and just hope that it will occur. Just hope. Notice how this feels. Now, I want you to notice, do you see like two different possibilities when you hope? I'm curious, do you see it working out, not working out? How does it feel to hope? Now, open your eyes, kind of change your state a little bit, you know, move your body around, change your physiology. And then secondly, I want you to try another emotion. I want you just for a moment to close your eyes and think of this thing you want to have happen, but expect it to happen. Put yourself in a state of absolute expectation. Well, you absolutely expect, you know it will happen. And as you expect this will happen, as you know it will happen, you create that in your body. Right now, I want you to notice how that feels, and also notice how this is different than hope. And then as you do, open your eyes, and what was the difference? Now, when I ask people to do this in seminars, one of the first differences that people will tell me is that hope for them, when they hope, they saw two different examples. They saw it working out. They also thought of the possibility of not working out. In other words, they held two different options of what was going to happen in the future, and they didn't feel very certain. When I ask them which one they like better, they always say they like to expect better than they like to hope. In addition, they'll say things like, well, I felt like when I was hoping that I was passive, but when I was expecting, I was active. I felt moved forward. I felt more intensity. So what I begin to hear is the difference in these emotions for a lot of people is the way you represent them. That is, you focus on both possibilities when you hope. When you expect, you just focus on one possibility. This is what's going to happen, and that's all you picture. That's all you notice. That's all you think about. In addition, there's this movement when you expect, this sensation, this tension, but it's a positive tension. All emotions have different components. We will learn how to use those components to intensify our positive emotions and to lessen our negative emotions. I just had you do this exercise for another quick reason. I wanted to reinforce something. Were you able to hope this thing was going to happen in the future a moment ago? And were you, in fact, able to expect it, to create that feeling in your body? Then once again, I've proven to you that you do control your emotions, don't you? There was no reason to expect it. Nothing I said had changed the content of whether or not you would succeed. I just told you to choose to expect something would work out, and you did it, didn't you? And did it feel better? So remember, you're always in control of how you feel. Nothing in the environment controls you. It's the way you interpret the environment, the meaning you give, the rules you have that determine what positive or negative feelings you give yourself.